The National Environment and Planning Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, presents NEPABEAT, a 5-minute radio program on the agency's roles and function.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Negril Morass, part of the second largest swamp forest in Jamaica, standing at over 6,000 acres. There are 140.
Yes, man. Look upon the rich greenery.
Yes, me like the view. But the place just wetty, wetty. And the mosquito them a kill me. Wow. Look upon the duck them. Them pretty ink. Gosh, look upon them feathers. Just gorgeous. I wonder if I can get a closer look.
Marlene. I try going to the pond. But see me dying trial. Watch yourself before you.
Why?
Drop. You all right? You know better than that, you know, man.
Relax, man. And see me drop now.
All right, never mind. Come, never mind. Get up. You almost disturbed the duck them peace, you know, and all damaged the poor tree.
Relax, man, Philip. Me never mean it, man. Sure.
Listen, little things can cause big problems in some places. Besides, we are in a protected area. So we're really not supposed to be disturbing the place.
Sure, man. You sound like me now. Just come. Come and we go catch up with everybody else.
It look like today is not your day at all.
Me think so too.
A protected area is an area of land and or water dedicated to the long-term protection and maintenance of biological diversity and of natural and associated cultural resources. Over 200 protected areas exist in Jamaica. These include forest reserves, special fishery conservation areas, and protected national heritage sites and monuments. Coordinator in the protected areas branch of NEPA, Bernard Blue, names some others.
We have several types of protected areas. We have national parks, for example, the Blue and John Crow Mountain National Park, which is the only national park we have in Jamaica. We also have marine parks. Two examples are the Montego Bay and the Negril Marine Park. We also have game reserves.
Protected areas provide a wide range of social, environmental, and economic benefits to people and communities.
Protected areas are important for several reasons. These are homes or habitats for various plants and animals. Some protected areas also supply drinking water to large sections of the population. For example, the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park. Here you have the source of over about 40% of the water supply of Jamaica.
Additionally, they help provide employment, reduce the risks and consequences of extreme events such as floods and droughts, and enhance food security by boosting fisheries. Protected areas are managed by four government entities: the Natural Resources Conservation Authority, Fisheries Division, Forestry Department, and the Jamaica National Heritage Trust. Co-management agreements with local NGOs have been established in some instances to undertake the day-to-day operations of these protected areas.
Protected areas fall in line with Outcome 13 of Vision 2030, which is the sustainable use of environmental and natural resources. And therefore, NEPA works with other agencies in the protection of these areas, for example, Fisheries Division, Forestry Department, Jamaica National Heritage Trust.
Rangers, wardens, and other officers are tasked with ensuring that environmental regulations are adhered to, but everyone has a role in the protection of these areas. Visitors to these sites should minimize pollution by cleaning up after themselves and report activities. Remember, when in protected areas, take only pictures and leave only footprints. Learn more about Jamaica's protected areas. Contact NEPA at 754-7540 or visit nepa.gov.jm.
The journey is only just beginning. Follow Marlene and Philip on their all-island tour as they discover and learn more about the National Environment and Planning Agency on NEPABEAT.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.
This episode was brought to you by the GEF UNDP National Protected Area System Project.